Well, debris from Hurricane Helene could fuel North Carolina wildfires for the next decade, and that's why a lot of folks are on watch right now over in the western part of the state. Joining us now is Philip Jackson, the Public Information Officer for the North Carolina Forest Service. Philip, how are you?
I'm doing well, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. So there was a large amount of debris, obviously, scattered around western North Carolina. How much of a threat is that right now for residents on the other side of the state?
Yeah, so it's going to be a significant risk for the foreseeable future, as you said, probably the next decade. And so in some cases, we're seeing entire mountainsides still have trees on the ground. We saw more than 822,000 acres spread out of the course of western North Carolina that received some level of damage. So it's going to take a while to get that cleaned up. And in the meantime, that downed timber is going to continue to serve as a fuel for wildfires to not only burn intensely, but also spread quickly.
How can debris impact firefighters and make their jobs more difficult?
Yeah, so from a fuel standpoint, it's just more fuel for the fire to burn. It's going to burn more intense, and it's going to spread quicker. Our fires are going to get much bigger. But then on the other hand, it's also an accessibility challenge for emergency responders. That same fuel that the fire is burning, it still remains on some roads and pathways that we would otherwise use to attack the wildfire. So we're going to have to cut through it or find another pathway to navigate around that debris in order to suppress the wildfire. And, of course, while we're doing that, while we're slowed down by that debris, the fire is only going to get larger and spread quicker. So not only is it's kind of the perfect fuel source for the wildfire, and an extreme hindrance for us in terms of emergency personnel and where we can get to and how quickly.
How much of an impact did debris from Helene play in fueling wildfires earlier this year in western North Carolina?
Sure. It was a major factor, especially earlier this year. Our spring wildfire season typically kicks off mid-March and goes through early May, or at least until the leaves on the trees are greened up. But we got started back in January. We started seeing some large wildfires in McDowell County and Polk County, Transylvania County, as early as January. And so the spring fire season was longer in terms of duration. It was more about 4 or 5 months long. And again, we had several wildfires, large wildfires at that, all across western North Carolina. That resulted in structures and homes lost. It resulted in significant evacuations. And so that's why right now, we at the North Carolina Forest Service are really stressing the importance of wildfire preparation as well as wildfire prevention.
So what do you advise people to do if they are listening in? And, of course, we have our website where people can stream this here live or on delay. What would you advise them to do in order to keep their homes from being potentially impacted by wildfires?
Yeah, and so wildfires can be inevitable. Most of our causes here in North Carolina are human-related, and so from a prevention standpoint, folks have a very important role to play. But in terms of preparation, we need folks to really take ownership of their current situation and the fire danger that exists near their homes by creating a defensible space, which may include removing debris from those access and logging roads that we talked about earlier so emergency responders can get to you and your property. But also just very basic things in terms of landscaping, keeping flammable objects such as pine needles, leaves, pine straw, mulch, things like that, away from your house, but also clean out your gutters and off your roofs, because even if the wildfire may not reach your property, a burning ember, which can travel a good ways on windy days, if it were to land any of those flammable objects around your house, it's more likely for your home to burn. And so we just want folks to go ahead and assess their property and see where their wildfire risk might be greater in terms of landscaping choices and just debris around the yard, and remove those items the further away from the home, the better.
As we mentioned at the top of this interview, this is something that is going to be potential for to be around for a long, long time here, because Helene did that much damage. So this isn't just something that won't be impacting potentially people next year. This is something that's going to go on for years down the line.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, pretty much any time we experience a few weeks without any rainfall, the wildfire risk is going to increase with that. The wildfire activity is probably going to increase. And so that debris, I mean, we're talking about 822,000 acres of timber that sustained some form of damage. So the smallest ignition source could lead to the next wildfire. And then, as we've discussed, all the conditions are pretty much ripe for those fires to go big and burn intense and really have the ability to create some serious damage.
Philip Jackson is the Public Information Officer for the North Carolina Forest Service. Philip, we thank you so much for the advice and the statistics, some daunting numbers as 822,000 acres of damaged forest land in North Carolina is just an alarming number. Nonetheless, we thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Jeff.